ideal start? I mean, obviously you can score enough points, but still a lot to work on, lots to build off of.
Yeah, you know, I think the best thing about coming out of Tennessee was the win, you know, and we've got plenty of things that we can improve on and focus on doing better this week. It was good to get one under our belt and have that be in the W column, but we're excited about our next opportunity.
Todd, the way you rotated the backs, Marshawn a lot in the first, and then in the second, and saved him for the back, but again, getting both Jalen and DeAndre, is that an ideal matchup for you? Was that more matchup based on Tennessee?
We're really fortunate to have three talented backs and NFL starting caliber running backs. And so, you know, for us, it's just a matter of keeping those guys fresh. There's no real plan where we're on a rep count or anything like that. It's just a matter of, you know, rotating them enough that we feel like we're getting the best version of those guys when they do play.
How much of an advantage is that, knowing that you can save Marshawn to be that guy, that closer, so to speak, and yet you still have fresh legs?
Yeah, there's definitely something to that. You know, I think having fresh legs in the fourth quarter, especially for a veteran like Marshawn, really plays to our advantage, and that's something we hope we can continue to do throughout the year is keep him fresh.
Have you settled on Marshall Newhouse at right tackle?
You know, that's an ever-evolving situation. Marshall's played really well, and I'll leave it at that with you. He's certainly done a great job in the eyes of the coaching staff, and has warranted a lot of playing time. So we'll see how that all develops, but we're happy with what he's done.
You had the preseason slate to kind of get used to the, you know, process of getting the plays in on time and getting everything organized. How did that go in the first regular season in the environment? Was there anything different, especially early in that first half?
No, it was a comfortable feel. You know, I think the communication from the staff to myself and into Derek with the play calls is something that's going to continue to improve. But we're pleased with the trajectory it's on.
To give him an opportunity to make the adjustments at the line, do you want to get the play in to him relatively early so they have a chance to set up and do their thing? Or?
Yeah, even if it's not a play where we expect Derek to make any adjustments at the line, even if it's a call it and run it play, I like to get the play in as quickly as possible and give those guys time to digest the play call in the huddle and then get up to the line of scrimmage as quick as we can. I never want to be up against the clock.
Did the whole getting the plays in and out, did it go as smoothly as it seemed, or to the untrained eye, are there some hiccups that you could
You know, Coach Del Rio does such a great job of setting up practice to be a game-like environment. And so I call the plays into Derek with the walkie-talkie of practice and get plenty of reps at that. So at this point, it's second nature, our communication via headset. Always looking for ways to improve that, but I was certainly comfortable with the way it went.
We have seen in the past where Derek's like, come on. I didn't see any of
that. Yeah, you know, I think the game situation for us, you know, really played out in our favor, and we were able to kind of maximize our communication both in between drives and during the drive. So pleased with the way it went, and hopefully we can continue to take steps forward there.
How conscious are you of spreading the ball around? I mean, it worked out that everybody seemed to get involved. Is that a high priority, or does that just evolve as the game evolves?
We have a really talented offensive staff, and throughout the week, the game plan we put together has designs on featuring different matchups throughout the game. So during the game, I'm not thinking, oh boy, so-and-so hasn't gotten a ball in a couple of drives. But, you know, we do put a game plan together with that in mind.
How would you assess Amari's game? Got some big plays, also some balls on the floor. How would you assess it overall?
I think everybody fits into the same category as Amari, that we're looking to improve each time we take the field. You know, and I think Amari would own up to the things that we expect him to do a little better next time, but he had a good start. You know, it was a good first game, and certainly made a play early to get us going and get the juices flowing on the sideline. So we're expecting big things out of Amari this year.
Even if you say, as you said, you know, you're not conscious of, you know, got the ball with someone, does it work out well just from an effectiveness standpoint to just have that balance, I guess?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, Reggie McKenzie's done such a great job with Coach Del Rio putting this team together and this roster together. It's nice to have different options and different weapons, whether it be in the run game with spelling Marshawn or whether it be in the pass game, being able to create different matchups when one matchup's taken away. It's nice to have an arsenal, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jeff had a very nice game week one. What would you say is the best thing he brings to your offense?
One more time.
Jared Cook, he had a very good week one. What would you say is the best thing he brings to your offense?
Yeah, he's certainly a weapon in the pass game. You know, he's got a lot of size, a lot of length to make all sorts of different contorted catches and things like that. His speed in the middle of the field is huge, but he's a complete player. You know, you can't get a beat on Jared as just a receiving tight end. He's going to get in there and he's going to scrap in the run game and in protection. So his versatility is paramount to our success offensively.
Would you self-critique the game, which I'm sure you go over every call that you made, when you look at that goal line sequence, do you say, man, we should have had one of those plays, and you think, God, I should have ran Lynch from the two, or that's what people do from afar, but what do you do yourself when you're looking at stuff?
You know, I certainly look at every play call and wonder if that's the best position I could have put the offense in to have success, and I look at that whether it's, you know, third and goal on the two or the first play of the game. That whole sequence, I won't reveal too much with you, but there were certainly thoughts to run the ball there. What they did defensively kind of changed our approach, and we had some built-ins because of that. But we're really comfortable as a staff at the game plan we put together for the low red zone.
And all three plays could have succeeded, right?
Correct, yep.